Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the 2026 Iran war, the war that Israel and the United States launched unprovokedly. Though there's been tit-for-tat between Israel and Iran for decades, in the immediate run-up to this, there was no provocation by the Iranians. The Israelis don't even claim that there was some imminent attack. It was not preemption in that sense. Likewise, the United States. So this is very much a war of choice, a totally unnecessary war. And the Iranians have hit back in their very blatant way, which is closing the Strait of Hormuz to ships which are from hostile countries or going to be delivering oil to them. Iran said, well, we can strike you and that's it. We can sink you. It could cause a terrible oil slick. Hitting oil and liquid natural gas installations across the Arabian Gulf. And so this is day 25, if I got that right. Now, remember early in the war, Donald J. Trump said this would go on for 5 weeks. Then his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, said it'll go on for 8 weeks. Caroline Leavitt, one of Trump's spokeswomen, she said recently, yeah, it's between 4 and 6 weeks. So we're most of the way through that. Don't forget, this war was completed almost, according to Trump, a fortnight ago. The war was already won, according to Trump, 10 days ago. So why is it going on? So you see him lying again. So he'll rue the day he did this. It'll come back to haunt him a bit like after the liberation of Iraq in 2003 on that US aircraft carrier, that big banner mission accomplished as George W. Bush landed on a fighter jet. And that he came to rue that. I mean, I don't know who chose to put it up. But so the war is now is still going on. Unpopular in the United States is only going to get even more unpopular. So remember Trump, he threatened to destroy all these energy sites, all these sort of power stations in Iran if the Straits of Hormuz was not reopened in 48 hours. And the Iranians are saying, bring it on. And he's chickened out. Remember, Taco Trump always chickens out. He's given him a further 10 days. Why? So you see all this bluster is just hot air, that he's not winning, that he's not willing to carry out his threats. He's been the boy who cried wolf about, well, various threats that others are making to him. And then also he's made threats he doesn't fulfill regarding others. Remember fire and fury against North Korea. Remember that Russia was going to have a ceasefire, I think it's six times since he became president. Again, that's never ever happened. That Hezbollah was going to have to do whatever by a stated deadline, otherwise it'd be hell to pay. And he never ever follows through. So don't believe him. The Iranians have called his bluff. That 10-day deadline may well expire again. And there he is, vowing to break the Geneva Convention and the Hague Convention, deliberately targeting an exclusively civilian facility that for power generation. Just like in Cuba, people are dying in hospital for lack of energy because there's no electricity for the equipment that they need to save their lives. For whatever it is, these life support machines, I can't think what they're called, keep their lungs going, women having to go into labor in the dark, blah, blah, blah. And that's all Trump's fault. Yeah, the Iranians are keeping the Straits of Hormuz closed, and they've got staying power. Unlike Donald J. Trump and the American people, they're willing to suffer very high casualties. They've been living in tough times for decades. They're a hardy race in that sense. Western countries are used to a soft, comfortable life. And if you take television off air, that's it. We surrender. If we can't watch the X Factor or something, goodness. So they're stringing it out. And that's why there are going to be physical oil shortages quite soon. Japan has even released their oil reserves. You think it's probably a premature move. What do they really need them in about a month or something like that to try and keep the prices stable, price up to $100 a barrel? They're talking about up to $200 a barrel. Russia's not really an alternative. So much of their oil and gas production facilities have been destroyed, their refineries, some of those have been destroyed by the Ukrainians, their pipelines being sabotaged, their shadows being taken off the sea. So there isn't that much of an alternative. And maybe some Americans are regretting the fact they didn't move further with renewable energy. With such a vast landmass, the capacity to capture solar power, wind power, wave power is virtually unlimited. They could have energy independence decades ago if they were willing to pay for it. And then they wouldn't be over a barrel as the Iranians have them right now. I know the United States has scored some notable successes. Most of the Iranian fleet's been sent to Davy Jones. Now, I know the US Air Force is like two generations ahead of the Iranian Air Force in terms of technology. And the Iranian Air Force mostly hasn't been maintained. It can't be maintained. These are 1970s manufactured planes. They can't find spare parts for them and so on. And so the United States has been canny enough not to fight a ground war where the Iranian numbers could come into play. But they might well be fighting a ground war at the Kharg Island. So The Iranians claim there are no negotiations ongoing. Well, the United States pass messages to Pakistan, which hand them on to the Iranians. Now, is that negotiations or not? There's nothing face to face. So Pakistan acting as an intermediary. I remember Iran and Pakistan have beef, actually, partly the Baluch separatists in Baluchistan, that province adjacent to Iran in southwest Pakistan. Iran sometimes backing the Baluchi separatists. Anyway, so Turkey is another possible venue for peace negotiations. That's what part has been held between Ukraine and Russia several times. Okay, remember that Pakistan's very badly affected. If you think it's hurting you in the pocket, if you're in an affluent Western country, imagine what it's like if you're in Pakistan, a less economically developed country, one of the poorer countries in Asia, where a lot of people are living on sort of like $2 a day. So this will reduce people to starvation in some cases. So goodness. Anyway, so Pakistan is very much in their interest that the war should end and that they should have affordable energy. And people in the Gulf are going to be laid off. A young Egyptian was saying to me, working in Riyadh, his job is in jeopardy now. He may lose it, have to go back to Egypt where there's mass unemployment. Even if you're a highly educated person, either unemployed or underemployed, employed way below your skill and education level. And it's all because of Donald J. Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. And think of the thousands of Iranians who have been killed, mostly civilians. I saw a photo today of these weeping women as their loved one is lowered into the grave. So it's horrific. And none of it needed to happen. Nobody needed to be killed. So the US Marines could well seize Kharg Island. I don't doubt that they'll succeed. But they're going to be US deaths in the tens, possibly in the hundreds. If even one US warship is sunk, that could be hundreds of sailors killed, and the US public will not tolerate that. So the Iranians know that the Americans got a low pain threshold in terms of lives lost and in terms of economic cost. So all they have to do is string it out, saying the United States doesn't have staying power. They will soon give up and go home. It took 20 years in Afghanistan, and that was against a very poor country, the Taliban having no tanks, no helicopters, no planes, no howitzers, only small arms. And so Iran, although its military technology is not advanced, nevertheless, it does have all sorts of assets. It's a much larger country, it's very mountainous, much larger than Iraq, for example, larger than Afghanistan too. Okay, so that's why they think the time is on their side. They just need to delay it, and then the Americans will give up. And they're not accepting these American demands. Why would they negotiate? The Americans said, we negotiated in good faith in February. We're very close to a deal. We made a very generous offer. We offered you concessions more extensive. We gave them to the Obama administration, and then you attacked us. You treacherously and totally needlessly attacked us. So they are very circumspect and very dubious about Trump, and they know to be extremely dishonest. But yeah, he may be forced into a deal, retreating with his tail between his legs. So you can see how worried that he is making these preposterous threats, which he then doesn't actually carry out. Anyway, peace now. Stop the war.